Close your eyes and imagine you're beside a pure mountain stream, the water cascading over the stones. Close your eyes and imagine you're beside a pure mountain stream, the water cascading over the stones. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
Margie. Have you finished your packing?
Not yet. I was just going to.
I don't know what's got into you lately. All you do is sit around and mope.
I don't sit around and mope.
Well, stop moping now and finish your packing.
Saying she doesn't know what's got into me. I'll be glad to get to the fair. Hear something different. See something different for change.
I used to like, I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things I've never had before. It's just like Mother says. I sit around and mope, pretending I'm wonderful and knowing I'm a dope.
Margie?
Yes, Mother?
As soon as you're finished, I want you to come down and help me with a pickle.
In a minute, Mother. Pickles.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
Margie!
I'm coming, Mother.
Today. Oh, my God. God, what is that? Oh my God, what is that?
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh, I want it, oh, I want it for my own. I've got to know, I've got to know. It is this place that I have found. What is this?
Oh, my God. What is that?
Happy spring, everybody. WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. What is this? With Chris Earle here with Will and Terrence, my co-host today. In the background's Weezer. How you guys doing?
Very, very good, thank you. Thank you for inviting myself. And then I found out Will was coming on. Will, what's happening?
What a joy, a blessing.
Yes, this is a blessing. You're right. We've known each other quite a long time, the three of us.
2001.
2001 with Terrence and Will. I think I met you around 97, 98.
It was blurry. It was. I think we were becoming Cardinals.
Yeah, I think we were. We may have been drinking.
There was definitely some sort of drinking involved. Then again, with Terrence, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
We did go to Ireland together.
That's true.
To drink.
Separately.
But most of my friends that I've known a long time, I drink with first. And then we become friends for a long time. There's usually alcohol when you become friends with somebody first.
Especially
as you get older.
As we get older, that does happen.
Yeah. But WAF, we were there in 2001, right? March 2001?
March 13th.
March 13th,
Boston, 2001
at Kitty O'Shea's. Oh, I was right in there the other day, too.
Chris sat next to me. Want to know if the stool was open?
Yeah, we were the first ones in the bar. And we were the first ones that left the bar, too, probably.
And then there's...
The last ones left the bar.
I think Matt and I may have followed you out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we didn't know how to walk at that point.
And
We got there at like noon.
And we got stuck on the tarmac at Logan Airport. You remember that?
The plane broke down and they gave us drink vouchers.
Yeah. And 75 pounds for a future trip.
Well,
or it was 150 pounds, I never used it.
I still thank Guinness every year for paying
Guinness
for most
was
of
excellent.
That trip.
Yeah. Guinness was excellent.
Are you surprised that the English interfered with our St. Patrick's Day Irish celebration?
We did get to go
the
on
English
Aer Lingus.
Are always screwing
which is
the
probably
Irish.
The best airline.
One
of the
Emirates,
best.
Emirates.
I've never been on that. Where's that?
What's
is
that?
Is that United Kingdom? Emirates?
Yeah. Unbelievable airline.
What do they give you? They still give you food?
No, silverware.
They give you silverware. No kidding. And this was first and second class coach seat.
When I sat in my coach seat,
I
needed to ask flight attendant if I was in the right one because I thought I was in first class.
Really?
Wide body seat, the entertainment. The television screen, silverware, the courtesy from the staff, everybody in the airline was just phenomenal.
And a free ticket. How much was the ticket? Where were you going?
I went to Milan to go see U2.
Nice. Milan, so that's Spain, right?
Italy,
of course.
Close, Europe.
My knowledge of Europe really ends at Scotland, England, and Ireland.
I've
never gone
so
anywhere
close.
Else.
So close.
Pretty close, yeah. But eventually I'll get there, maybe. I want to go to Iceland first. Ever been to Iceland, Will?
I have not.
We should go.
I have been.
We need to go.
Yeah, you were there overnight for the layover?
That's
on the back.
When I went to Denmark.
How was that?
Bucket list.
It was cool.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it was very, very cool.
Did you get to put yourself in the springs?
No. It was a layover.
You had to stay on the plane?
Remember Wow? The purple one?
No.
It said Wow on it.
Really?
It was awesome. It was a great flight.
Really?
Stopped in Iceland. We drank.
So what happens on the layover? They just they get you off the plane, right?
Well, it was a small airport. So we just went from the plane. I went to the center where they had all the beer, and they had all kinds of different alcoholic beverages to choose from.
Interesting.
And then there for about an hour and a half or 12 or whatever it was, and it was on the flight over to Copenhagen.
Nice.
Denmark.
Yeah. Would you recommend going to Iceland, at least to the tarmac in Iceland?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would definitely recommend taking
a flight
have about a four-hour layover, and you'll have a fun time.
So that Kitty O'Shea's, when we went there, I just remember Guinness had the beers flowing all afternoon for St. Patrick's Day, and they paid for everything.
Well,
right?
We were supposed to be there at like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
When AAF was going to start taking over and Guinness was going to start buying it.
Yeah.
But we, being the drinkers that we were, got there at noon.
Yeah.
And started drinking.
Yes.
And so by the time Guinness started paying for our drinks, we were already well on our way.
Yeah.
Then that was for like 3 hours that we were there. Then we all hopped in the T somehow and got over to the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah,
some reason we had to stay at the airport.
Well, the plane broke down,
right.
So first we were delayed and we were just said, well, if we're going to be delayed 2 hours or 3 hours,
might as well have a drink.
Let's go to the bar. So we drank there.
Right.
Then they finally got the plane working enough to get us there.
Yeah.
And they put us on the plane.
It was late.
I remember Matt and I trying to get waters, and the waters that they gave us.
They gave us like 4 ounce waters.
Yeah, 4 ounce shot cups.
Yeah.
Of water.
And they wouldn't let us leave the plane, which I thought was crazy. Well, and there was no AC on the plane.
Yeah, it was bad.
It got really warm.
I got lucky. I was myself on that trip, so there was no talking to anybody. So during when everything was sitting down, I just got up.
Yeah.
I went out and I walked out to the jetway and I laid out and
opened the door and jumped.
I was like the only one. I was like, oh yeah, I was laid out there. It was great.
Yeah.
And it was nice and cool out there. And I stretched out.
Well, that was awful because we became about 8 to 10 hours late.
Yeah. Which meant
we missed our flight. Yeah.
We were supposed to fly to Dublin.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
England.
We were supposed to fly directly. Fly directly. We were supposed to fly to England.
Yeah.
And then fly directly to Galway.
Yes.
Right. Shannon.
Yeah.
But instead, they had to fly us to Dublin because we missed our flight. And thank you, British Airways, for getting us more drink vouchers food vouchers that we all spent in London, now hungover.
Yeah.
From the 6 hour flight that some of us took naps, some of us were drinking.
Yeah. It was an interesting time, too, because that was also hoof and mouth.
Yes.
So when we got there, do you remember the carcasses just on flames, like outside of the airport?
Yeah,
they were burning all the carcasses.
You had to walk through the disinfectant pits.
It was like this orange disinfectant. We had no idea
pools.
What it was.
Like kiddie pools you had to walk through.
You couldn't walk around it.
You couldn't, and then you couldn't leave.
Otherwise, you
paths.
Weren't going anywhere.
Like when we went to the Cliffs of Moher.
Yes. More or less, yes.
Well, it was less. Well, couldn't leave the path.
The Cliffs of Less.
Like, it was like, don't stray off the, don't stray into the moors.
Yeah.
Or else the werewolves would get you.
Me and Chris had a separate trip for the cliffs.
Yeah. There was a, that's true.
You did take an extra trip.
Yeah, that was interesting, too, because our St. Patrick's Day parade with the AAF, which we were supposed to be in, was canceled.
Right.
So Terrence and I and a couple other people, I remember we were up late, and we're like, why don't we go on this bus tour that's leaving at like 5 or 6 in the morning? And then as soon as we came down in the morning, the only two people that showed up were me and Terrence.
Me and Chris.
And then we got on that bus, and we left for the day. And we came back around 8 or 9 at night, and you guys were there at the airport, at the hotel bar, like, where were you guys all day? And we went to Cliffs of Moher. We got Irish coffees.
Everybody talked about getting the countryside. Up the next morning and going on that trip.
Yeah, nobody
and
did.
We were the only ones that talked the talk and walked the walk,
we
baby.
We were running on like 45 minutes of sleep. Got a quick nap
terrible.
And then got on
and
that.
And Major Dick, I believe, set something up for you all that next morning.
Yeah, where did you guys get to go?
Yeah, it was Major Dick.
Yeah,
set that up.
I was getting high with those guys the entire time. Someone
that was a
somebody
fun time.
Smuggled some weed across the board, across the pond, and we were just getting high after the radio show.
That was a nice little trip. I like that trip.
There
that
were
fun.
Some crazy memories of holding up LB in the men's room.
Yeah. Well, I got lost with him one night.
Too drink to pee. Yeah. Too pissed to piss.
Yeah.
So we had to hold him up while he was, butt-ass naked at the
door. I remember it was about 3 a.m. and we were at the hotel bar and we were just sitting there and all of a sudden LB came in and he just started dancing and there was no music on at all. And he was just dancing on the dance floor of the hotel. And then he dropped his jeans.
Yeah. And the pants dropped.
And we learned that he goes commando. Every day he goes commando. And we're like, what? What is going on here?
That was a crazy, crazy time.
That was a vision I didn't need, but it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny.
We need to go back to Galway and see if any of those bars.
I don't know if we'd be able to make it anymore. I definitely don't have the stamina for it anymore.
You know what song we should play?
What's that?
Rock the Boat.
Rock the Boat?
Don't you remember?
No.
You don't remember?
Rock
the
Boat.
First place we got into Ireland.
Oh,
we got
yes.
Got into Galway, and the very
at
first
the
place we went through the Keys.
Yes.
We walked in.
It was like 80s night every night at the Keys.
And it was Rock the Boat.
Yeah.
And they were all on the floor. And they were doing the whole row for Rock the Boat.
Yeah,
it was the first place we went into.
I remember
the Keys. It was Q-U-A-Y-S. And it was in Galway. And we went in there and they like had Brian Adams, they had Jay Giles, Stevie Nicks. Everybody was screaming.
It was Rock the Boat.
And they're all wearing jeans and t-shirts from like the 80s. It was really like a flashback. It was wild. It was a fun bar, actually.
That was one of the that was one of the good spots.
The Hughes Corporation with Rock the Boat. Yeah, I'll have to put that on for us. I got some springy stuff here. In the background, we have some spring ambiance. Yeah, it is.
Do you have
spring
stuff?
The,
do you have any Steen stuff following spring?
I do, actually. I have one song. I went to Bruce Springsteen the other night. It was great. Managed to get like front row in the back. So it was great. It was a lot of fun. I went in solo, which isn't usually as fun, but I still had a good time. And it was awesome. It was quite a way to... quite a way to start off the spring with a Bruce Springsteen concert.
Did he still play for 3 hours?
He did. He played 2 hours and 50 minutes.
He's amazing.
I left a little bit early, and I walked to my car thinking I'd get out of there a little early, but my car was almost a mile away, so as soon as I walked to my car and drove off, I was in the traffic. I was like, because everybody had gotten out by then. So that goes to my thinking. But I managed to get the $20 T-shirt outside the door, and... had a couple of brews, went over to Sissy K's, which is across the street from where we were years ago, at the Kitty O'Shea's. And it was
a lot
cheap. Of
fun. You said the beers were cheap there, right? A few bucks?
$18 inside. Sissy K's, $3.
Sissy K's is cheap beers. That's a great spot.
In the background, I got a little Bruce. This is what he opened up with, which is pretty awesome. From Born in the USA, believe it was the first cut off of side two, was No Surrender, which is what he opened up with.
What a great song.
Yeah. And this in the background is the live version. But, he's still great. He canceled a bunch of shows.
Did he do the Waiting on a Sunny Day and Bring the Kid
Up? No, he didn't do that. That's a nice spring song, though.
I like the song. I just... The kid thing is always just like...
Oh, when he brings a kid up to sing? Yeah.
I hate that crap.
Yeah. No, he didn't do too many stories this round.
Well,
he mostly played to his music.
I hate that crap because everybody's throwing the kid at him to be that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he used to pick kids up from the audience and bring them on the stage and have them sing, right?
Yeah.
That's probably sing stage.
That
one part.
Yeah, it all is. Yeah, beforehand they let you know you're in the little inner circle, and they tell you what you're gonna do. Yeah. It could be on tour with them. Yeah, you never know.
Somebody's kid, just keep bringing him up.
And he grows up to be, like Macaulay Culkin or something. It's a plant. It's like an actual actor. But no, it was a good time. It was worth seeing. He's gonna be here in August. I'm gonna go see him in Jersey too at the Met Center. I haven't been there yet, but pretty good. This one's kind of a highly medicated version of it. Let's put on the fast one. There we go.
How did he play it?
He played it fast. He opened up with it nice and fast. Great song. One of those ones like Bobby Jean, Born in the USA. One of the ones that's not played too often. That's still a great song. Darlington County.
Did Max recognize you when he turned around? Remember, we met him in the parking garage.
Yeah. No, Max didn't really turn around much because he was on the drum kit and it didn't spin. Because I was right behind the stage.
I'm
in everybody's videos, though. You could see me like right behind the stage. Like this Springsteen played and I'm like right behind him the whole time. I had to sit down, Terrence, just like the U2. We were behind U2. for the live in Boston. Mm. It was the 2001 disc, right? Yeah, on DVD. So you could see me and Terrence like all through that entire concert behind Bono and the boys. It's pretty funny because they were filming the whole night. And you can see us right behind there. And eventually I have to sit down, and you see me sitting down drinking beers as everybody else is standing now and cheering.
Now I'm going to have to go watch this just for you two.
So for Bruce Springsteen.
Just for you two, not you.
To be honest, if you ever watch the DVD, Bono comes around the back, and he's got the Irish flag.
Yep.
And I'm doing the old Wayne's World.
Yes. He does not worthy. Yeah. And there's at one point where you see us both get up to cheer, which was fun. Like toward the beginning, you see us get up to cheer. Like, I'm sitting for a while, and then I finally get my motivation up again, and I get up. But I figured if somebody else is watching the Live in Boston Bruce Springsteen discs in 2023, they'd be like, hey, isn't that guy that sat down at the YouTube DVD for 2001?
Did he leave the seat? Has he left the seat in 20 years?
But, yeah, a Molson was 18, like, 90.
It's crazy.
For a Molson. For, like, you know, 22-ounce, 24-ounce or something. But, ugh. Still... P is P, you know?
Yeah.
For especially $19. Come on. But, so I was happy with Sissy K's. That's going to be my,
That's a good.
I got to throw a thing out there for Sissy K's.
Sissy $3 K's has beers. Always been a go-to.
And I have to say, Ned Devine's, man, the downstairs wasn't open. So I went upstairs, and Ned Devine's in Faneuil Hall, and $10 beers for, what did I get? A $10
pint?
Hazy.
What was a Guinness run?
The Guinness was not running. They were out.
What?
Because it was the day after St. Patrick's Day weekend, so they didn't even have any Guinness. So I had to get a Wicked Hazy.
Out? That's unforgivable.
What do you mean run out?
Yeah, they said run out. I said, go get one. Go get me one.
That's how war starts.
He could have walked over to Sissy K's and got them. They had them there for like $5. But yeah, so those were 10 apiece. So if you're in Faneuil Hall and you want to actually get some, you got a light wallet or you're cheap like me, just go over to Sissy K's and get some $3 drafts. Plus, they had karaoke that night, too, which was fun.
Nice.
Yeah. I've actually sung karaoke there.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah, they used to have it at the Hong Kong next door. But no, now they have it at Sissy K's, which is the better bar, I think.
I think the Hong Kong still might have.
Yeah.
Might be on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Versus Wednesdays. For $3 a draft?
Yeah.
It is the best place.
I know.
No questions.
God, my hometown is like $7 a draft.
Right? I was just up there.
Yeah. My hometown?
Yeah. I was at... I was seeing a band at the place that used to be the Jade.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
It's still the Jade, I think.
No, it's...
The Jade 2. In Billerica?
Yeah.
Where, Mickey's?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, yeah.
Good spot.
Yeah, I used to love going to Mickey's. It was a fun place.
Stop at the Irish Rose?
Did I? No, I walked by it. But I didn't. I actually was going to go in on my way back after the concert, and I'm like, "Nah, I got to get out of here." I'm like, "I got to work tomorrow."
Simply like, I got to get out of here.
That's the other thing. I was getting tired. I mean, I did take a little cat nap too at Springsteen for a minute or two, just a short one. I was just like, I had to, you know. As soon as he starts playing stuff from the Blues and Soul album from the note, I'm like, "That's okay. I don't need to listen to the Night Shift. I'm going to take a little nap." I'm going to relax.
Sorry, Bruce. Yeah. I'm not up for that.
It's like if I want to listen to Marvin Gaye, I'll listen to Marvin Gaye. I don't need to listen to Springsteen singing Marvin Gaye.
You could just throw out an album of B-sides and we'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
You two did that. We like that.
Yeah. We have to, we're going to talk about the new U2. This is What Is This on WMFO in Medford. Usually we play some odd audio and we have some serious explanation. Today I'm here with Will and Terrence. And we've known each other for quite a while, so we're catching up and talking about Spring and Bruce and everything in between. I got some spring ambiance in the background. There's some butterflies and there's some birds. Hopefully it'll get nicer. What do you guys like about the spring? What's the first thing you think of when you think of the spring? Other than St. Patrick's Day.
I'm wearing my Red Sox gear.
All right. You ready for opening day? Yeah, when is opening day?
The 30th. I got tickets today.
Really? So the March 30th or April 30th?
March 30th.
Oh, no kidding.
I've never done opening day. I won't.
No. This is my first opening day.
I know. It's a lot of pageantry and ceremony.
I've done a lot of game twos.
Yeah.
You know, the second game, third game of the year. Right away.
Sure.
The early games, but... Never opening day.
Did you get them online, or did you go right up to the window and get them like old school?
No, a friend of mine picked them up. She texted me today. He's like, "Hey, do you want to go? Yes or no?" I said, "Yes."
Nice. So yeah, that'll be fun.
She did all the legwork.
How are they doing with the team this year? I don't follow it. So.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll find
out.
You know,
it doesn't look
I'll
good.
I'll tell you how much the beers are going to be. Probably about $19.
Oh, yeah. That's a given.
Yeah, that gets the.
So I'm seeing Thursday, March 30th, Baltimore. The Baltimore Orioles is who they're playing, and yeah, that's going to be the home game, the first matchup. It'll be
crowds
fun.
Will be the crowds will be there. It'll be fun.
What do they got over there now? I used to go to the Baseball Tavern. Was where I used to like to go.
Well, that's still there.
Yeah.
The place that still sells the buckets, I'm sure that's still there.
Everything on Lansdowne Street's still there.
Most of those places are still there.
Yeah.
Same place.
I had a bad experience at McCartney. I fell asleep.
Did you?
I missed like 90 minutes of the show. Oh, yeah. I was late. We had fun before the show. But as soon as I got to my seat, I was like, oh, my God. I passed right out. I was so tired.
Did I see you there?
No, if you did, I was asleep. You might have seen me. I
didn't
see
you. Sleeping? Where were you sleeping?
Where was I sleeping?
Behind
over the
stage?
Grandstands.
No,
I was over the grandstands. Yeah,
I was on like what?
Everybody
third
around
base
me
side
was angry, but I'm like, what do you care? It's like I paid for my ticket.
Where the third base side is?
Yeah, I was over that way. Yeah. It was nice. It was nice. I was very comfortable. As soon as I sat down, I nodded right off. And he's like,
tell you, the seats at Fenway, like, perfect for naps.
He's like, you say yes. I'm like, I say no. Yep. That was good. Hello, goodbye, and take a nap. And I always wanted to see Spring. Yeah, I always wanted to see McCartney, and I'd never seen him. And I still don't think I've ever seen him.
You slept for the entire show.
I saw him twice when he came, must have when he was played at Fenway before.
He does all the same stuff, right? Does the same talks.
Well, how's this?
Yeah.
I figured I'd go see both shows.
Yeah.
And they were completely identical.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not talking set list. Set list, identical, I don't have a problem with.
Yep.
Every move, a move he made was identical.
All right.
Didn't matter.
The Springsteen set was identical from what he played a couple weeks ago.
Yep. It was about him playing.
Yep.
And so therefore, I didn't really care.
The thing that's tough, though, is with entertainment, you got to do it by the times, and then you got these bands that they want to be super tight, and then you have other ones that are loose. But when you're playing these big venues, it's like you can't even go a minute over time. Otherwise, you get fined sometimes, you know? So they got to play a lot of that same stuff. Sometimes, you know what's funny is Springsteen didn't do the request, as far as I know, because usually he would do a request every show,
and
he didn't seem to do it this round.
You were at the show, I think it was his best request.
It was awesome. Santa Claus is coming to town. That was
girl,
awesome.
She was about 12 years old.
Yeah.
And
in July.
Was like in June.
It was awesome.
And she had the sign, Santa Claus is coming to town. He played, and the whole place went nuts.
It was great.
And then they showed her face on the screen.
Yeah.
It was absolutely priceless. One of the coolest moments I've seen.
Yeah, it's easily one of the best live shows.
That moments
for me, it was really cool. I'm like, I can't believe he's playing that. It's awesome.
She was just
really cool.
Like this 12-year-old, and she was just grinning from ear to ear. It was just awesome to see.
Yeah. In the background, we got some positive energy. We've got some birds chirping away. Some flowers are going to be blooming soon. Not a bad winter. Not too bad. Not crazy. Broke my foot at one point, but I didn't slip on anything. I just fell asleep, you know? Foot fell asleep and slipped and broke my foot. It's better now, though. Yeah.
Yeah, you're up moving around.
Yeah.
Good to see.
Yeah.
Time.
Start getting those 10,000 steps in for the summer.
Well, if you're going to do that, you would have better off to do it when you did and not in May.
Yeah. I was worried that it was going to be worse with the ice, you know.
Don't ruin
all. Turned out to be fine.
Don't ruin all summer that way.
Correct.
Yeah. In the background, I got Here Comes the Sun by John Williams, actually. Which is pretty good. I got a Richie Havens version of that, too. And then I got some Biz Markie coming up after this one. So
as long as you don't play Dirty Water.
Terrence just went on. I have Spring Break on here, too, by the Beach Boys coming up. Terrence just kind of did a little Spring Break.
Yes, I did.
So you managed to... that's another fun thing about the spring, which I miss, is taking a spring break, man. I can't do it anymore, but, you know, that's why I was like, I'm going to Springsteen tonight. I was working. I'm looking at the tickets last minute. Some are popping up that were crap. And then I saw one that was good. I'm like, I'm going. Screw it. I need a little adventure.
Yeah. You
said those two magic words, man. Bleep it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you. A friend of mine was also on the floor right near you.
Yeah.
And I guess she got him last minute.
Yeah, everybody did. The people next to me, I talked to them briefly before the show.
Maybe they just popped them up.
Same thing. Yeah, they must have. What I noticed is they seemed to roll down a certain number of rows because I was in row 11, but it was actually row 1. And there were one or two more that could have been in front of us, but they didn't use them. So they were dangling in front of me, but there was no flooring for them. All right. So it was kind of neat. So there was like literally a couple of like chairs up in the air between me and the actual stage where Springsteen was. But he was as far away as you are to me now.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's the closest I've been to, I think, anybody in a concert. Yeah, it was pretty good. Other than, you know, the person sitting next to you. But for the actual act, you know, it was that was definitely the closest. And the sound was great, too. You know? And you know what was a great show, too, Terrence? Was the one we went to in Providence for Elton John. It was like $17 for Elton John.
Oh, that was the best
And he was
value.
In the round.
Oh,
and,
yeah, that was
and,
a,
and,
that
and
been,
we
yeah.
were behind the stage, but he was in the round. So he was sitting at his piano. And then after every song, he would stand up and take a little
bow
and then sit down again
yeah, yeah.
and do another song. It was great.
For that price, it was he was best valued show I'd ever been to in my entire life by far.
And then all of a sudden, you know, with Rocket Man and everything over the years.
And then we drank
you know,
with him after.
Yes, then we had, he came through the little restaurant and we had a little beer with him afterwards. Yep, yep. Good old Reg. Yeah, yeah. He blew up. It's interesting to see.
He got popular.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. Like, I love how Freddie Mercury's big now. You know, Queen's big. I'm glad they made it through. And Elton John. You know, the Clash were pretty big for a while, too. But I don't see, like, this, you know, the latest 18-year-olds to 20-somethings really liking the Clash. But a few years ago here at WMFO, everybody loved the Clash.
They should.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, there's a lot of bands that are getting lost over time. Like, Foreigner, I think, was one of them. Night Ranger was a great group. No, not as big as Foreigner, but Foreigner was a huge group.
Huge.
Yeah, and for some reason, they're not even in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, that's because it's politics.
That's all politics and stuff.
That's all garbage,
man. It's to no question.
Who's in and who's not in is garbage.
Yeah.
You know, because there's so many great bands that for some reason aren't in.
Yeah.
And it's like, why you can't, we're going to kowtow to Iron Maiden now to let them in.
And you go back to...
Well, I mean, overall, look at music. If you're a fan of a band, does it matter if they're in the Hall of Fame or not? It's like, who cares?
No, of course not.
That's why it's garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, I mean, what interests me is popularity. Like, back in 2001 here, you know, Destiny's Child was the number one band of 2001, if you go by popularity. You know, and a lot of them are, like, gone now, and you never hear from them. Like, Janet Jackson, what's she doing now? Other than, like, the TV Guide puzzle, you know? The crossword. TV Guide doesn't even exist anymore, does it? See, I'm dating myself with that. Like, TV Guide doesn't even exist anymore.
And like I said, you know, but never in it, was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I'm sure the cool part is that you go there, and this band with their paraphernalia, and the next, which is probably a pretty cool thing to see.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it was fun, but I mean, it was like going to
the Hard Rock Cafe.
Exactly.
Too.
Correct.
But with better food than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It is exactly like the Hard Rock Hall of Fame, except it's bigger.
And less Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is good for everyone.
Cleveland, you can do in a day. You could actually walk Cleveland in a day. It's actually not a bad city, but there's not much to do there.
It's not a far drive either.
Which is why they put the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there. Yeah. But I was looking forward to it for so long because I went to the opening of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I went to the concert on the way back from my trip to California in 1996, I believe. It was 95 and 96. And it opened up, and I couldn't get in the actual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because they had like guests and artists were the only ones that were allowed in the museum. So I never got to see it. So I finally go years later, I managed to see Midnight Oil out in Cleveland. I'm like, I finally go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And after waiting for so long, I'm like, but I do have an interesting story there. As I went into this little video booth where it said, who would you nominate into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that hasn't been in there yet? And I went into the booth and I did this little video and I nominated the Cars and they used it on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when they did the induction for the Cars. They actually had like people talking about the Cars and stuff, and they used it. I was one of the guys, one of the talking heads, saying, you know, it's the best band in Boston, and one of the best bands in Boston. You guys haven't had, you know, them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I thought that was pretty cool. But otherwise, the museum itself, you know, you want to go see Prince's red suit? You can see it. That's always fun. The one where he's wearing a red suit from like 2004.
Little Red Corvette.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's around the stage.
They got all kinds of stuff, yeah. They got all kinds of things in there. But otherwise, Nickelback, 2001, was big.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Then
where are they?
They get exactly. buried in the snow in Canada.
U2, big, and U2 was considered number 13 in popularity, according to this poll. I don't know what the hell.
They probably didn't have an album out that year.
No, they had All That You Can Leave Behind. Yeah, that came out in, I believe, like January.
2000.
Yeah.
Late
yeah.
October 2000.
Yeah, right? The singles came out, and then the album came out. Because, me and Terrence, we were chatting about U2, like, right away when we met in 2001 for that St. Patrick's Day. Madonna, you gonna go see her on her big tour?
No.
I'm going.
Yeah, you gonna go?
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah.
Oh my God! They rolled out like this little commercial
with
her.
Have a great time.
And I'm like, what is this commercial? Did you guys see that? It literally was another what is this? It was just one of these moments where I'm like, huh? What am I watching? It was Madonna, and she looks absolutely god-awful. She looks like a monster.
She looks like crap.
She looks monstrous to me. It's just, like, creepy.
Plastic
like,
surgery and all kinds of
she doesn't look like a person
crap.
Anymore. It's like, what is going on?
I don't know
she
what's
wrong.
I don't
all
know
these
what's wrong with
freaky
these
friends to yep. announce that she's going to do a greatest hits tour. It's like, yeah, I mean, who cares?
Can't wait to see a 70-year-old woman start grinding on a
Ugh.
Microphone to like a virgin.
Ugh.
No, I don't have... No, I. Believe me, down in Florida, there's some hot 70-year-olds.
I'm not saying that there aren't any hot 70-year-olds.
I didn't want to see Rihanna do it.
It's the plastic surgery look to that makes it look really creepy.
I swear she's wearing, like, Howard Stern's ass man pants.
Yeah,
it looks about the same.
Don't you think? What is that? I'm
like,
that
Howard Stern
that isn't even a person's behind. I'm like, what is that? I'm looking at. It's just bizarre, you know. But here's the whole thing too, which I don't get, and it's generational because we're older. We're getting into middle age. It's like when somebody looked weird, wouldn't you call them on it? You'd be like, what the hell is going on here? And it wasn't putting them down. You're just like, wait a second, something strange is in front of me.
Like,
just to know that I'm alive and on planet Earth, will somebody please confirm that this is odd to me? And now you can't say anything.
I know. It's like, you need help, but I can't tell you that you need help. But I'm trying to express that you need help.
I like this commercial that came out for Amazon Music. It's the girl that dresses. She's got a mustache. She's really skinny, and she dresses up like Freddie Mercury and goes to school and acts. You know, she goes and buys the jacket on Amazon. I'm like, that's a pretty cool commercial, you know. And it's like it's showing confidence in a kid, you know, that may be feeling down upon themselves, but have lower self confidence. But the thing is, that's funny to me is. There's almost an arrogance where the person never even considers having low self-confidence because they all have high self-confidence now. It's like any and everything a kid does is considered gold, and they all have a say in everything, which is weird. It's like we didn't get asked, you know, where do you want to go to dinner? We just were never asked that. Right. It's like the parents would always decide where you were going for dinner, and
like,
if you were
like
lucky, you
got
to go along.
You know, I threw a lot of temper tantrums as a kid because I didn't get what I wanted.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that nowadays.
You can hear it, WMFO. If you wanted to hear something, I'd play it for you. I don't want to see you get upset.
Can we play God Save the Queen and dedicate it to John Pierce?
Do you think he's listening? I haven't talked to him
recently.
I don't
know. Right now, he's probably just punched it, or he's listening, though.
Why is that? Because we were talking about...
I don't think...
God Save the Queen. Yeah, she died this year. It could have been more pomp and circumstance, I think. It was like, most people were like, whatever.
Well, we did have a revolution to get away from the having her as our queen.
Yes. That's true. Yeah.
There was that.
But still.
I mean,
she's the queen.
She was.
She commands respect.
Yeah, she got some respect.
She's a world leader.
She seemed like a decent person.
Yeah.
In most, you know, what you found out about her.
No, but
she was no Missy Elliott, but she was great.
But remember when Princess Diana died? They hated that. They hated her, man. They hated her. She did a great job of rehabbing an image. They hated her.
Who the queen?
Oh,
they
hated her, man.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was...
It's just like anything, though. Yeah. Over time, it's generational, and people tend to forget what they're upset about or why they hate somebody. You know? A lot of people just get older, and they're like, forget it. I got to, you know... And like, I'm lucky to have a solid bowel movement today. Forget about the queen.
I'm lucky my knee is working today.
I know. It's like, geez. It's like April Love in the background. Pat Boone. 1957's Pat Boone. Like, nobody knows who Pat Boone is now.
Now
what do you
is,
think?
No.
Under the age of 45, nobody knows who Pat Boone is.
God, no. Debbie Boone.
Debbie Boone, sure.
Debbie Boone.
Yeah, You Light Up My Life.
That's right? A classic,
yep,
man.
70s. This is bizarre. Okay, so I'm at Sissy K's. I'm talking to the bartender, and the bartender's talking about, like, music, and she mentioned Lizzo, of course, Lizzo.
Oh, God.
And she was about 29, this girl. And I mentioned, she said, what was your favorite singer? And I said, well, I said, there's plenty of them, but I like Prince. And she had no idea who Prince was. No idea.
Did she thought it was Harry?
You're right. Probably thought it was Prince Harry. Well, like, Prince Harry, yeah. How do you get to be a Prince Harry if you're all of a sudden set aside to, what's the name of his book? Like, Swept Aside or something?
He's a loser.
No, it's like.
They're both losers.
His book is like Spare. That's what it is.
This isn't like Whiny Millionaires.
Well, he is a spare.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, look at it.
No, that's the problem.
Well,
can't accept his role of being a multimillionaire.
Well, a billionaire. Come on. The royal family stole a lot more than that over the years.
If he wasn't with Meghan Markle, do you think he would have wrote a book that was called Spare?
It wouldn't matter.
I don't. Of course not.
I mean, he's second or third or 15th in line now.
Yeah, I think he was like sixth at one point, right?
And he gets pushed out. You know, his only shot of getting there was if his brother got killed.
But you know what?
And I doubt that he was actually rooting for that whole aspect.
But here's the thing, too. It's like, it's a monarchy, but at the same time,
job in the world.
They could always change the rules if they wanted to.
He has the easiest job in the world.
Yeah.
He's not going to be king.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have to be a total dick.
Oh, he's a total dick.
And he is. And he's a total tool.
Total tool. Yeah. And she's a total bleep, too.
What do you think they're doing for spring?
I mean, again, when multimillionaires or billionaires complain, shut the bleep up.
Yep.
Shut up.
Royals are complaining. Well,
it's like, you know what, Harry? You want to switch my life and go work 5 days a week, which you've never done in your entire life? Try it for 5 days. I'll get on a jet. I'll go to the beaches, the Caribbean. I'll go to the national parks. I'll hang at spring break on the beach with the beautiful condos, having prime rib every night, a nice little mashed potato and some Guinness.
What do you think about Princess Kate? Or Prince William?
They play the role.
Crickets in the background?
Huh?
That's about what I think is the crickets in the background.
Yeah. They play the role.
Yeah.
Well, but I give them credit. They're playing the role.
Yeah, they have to, they have to play the part.
You're born into it. He's born into it. He's got to do it.
Yeah. It's part of the game.
It's in which it basically comes down to respecting the position you're in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And that I respect because, again, they're respecting the position.
And their grandmother did it longer than pretty much anyone else ever had.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like she has that time. Time involved with it. It's like that commands respect, whether you like her or not.
Correct.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, command some respect. She's no spring chicken.
No, and she had her faults.
What'd she make it to, 98?
Yeah.
That's a good run.
I mean, yeah.
You know, you know who doesn't think that's a good run is the person whose birthday was, they just turned 98. They want to stick around for a little longer.
Well, we want you to stick around longer, too.
She was 96, I think. Yeah, I'm looking it up.
That's still a hell of a run.
That's a good run.
Yeah.
Without doubt, man.
What do you think Charles is going to last? A couple of years?
No, I think it'll be run. Let's face it, I mean, it's not a stressful job.
Yeah, not anymore. You're not really running the country. You just make some appearances, wave to the crowds.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on how much
you care. It's not like the old days when you had to cut people's heads off.
Yeah, she was 96. Healthy, tasty meals.
Right.
In order for me to get a tasty meal, it's not healthy.
Yeah. I mean, they can kind of choose what they want to eat every night.
Sure.
Not like opening the refrigerator going, I didn't defrost anything. I hope the milk's okay, so I can have some cereal.
Yeah, you pretty much get whatever you want.
Right, they have whatever they want.
Yep.
What are you in the mood for? You want lobster? We got lobster.
Yes. Like, how many times the average person goes to the market and goes, sees that prime rib in the meat department? Yeah. They passed.
Yep.
These people, it's not. And then, like I said, but I don't hear him whining, so I'm fine. That's why I can't stand Harry.
Yeah, they're not complaining about the cost of inflation as it affects their pocketbook going to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of Simon and Garfunkel?
I mean, he was tall.
He was short.
Who's Simon and Garfunkel? Garfunkel was.
That was all based on the stage.
They're still rolling. They're still going.
Yeah, they're great.
They're not together, but they're still alive.
They haven't been together since we've been... since
before we liked them, pretty much. They were already apart when I started to like them.
When did they break up? Like 1970 or something?
Yeah, they broke up and got back together a couple of times.
Yeah, they did the concert in Central Park, which was...
82.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
Since you're a Simon and Garfunkel guy...
And then Simon did his own concert in the park in 1991.
That was
Is there a claim to fame, sort of the storytelling in the songs? Melodies?
Yeah, but they were also very rock and roll. Even though they were folk, since they were New Yorkers, they were very rock and roll because they'd seen it all. You know, New York stare that everybody has.
So if they were in Kansas City, would they have gotten the same pub?
No.
No. Because he could never have done down... He could never have done a song like New York Down credit. In the Schoolyard. Or Me and Julio.
Yeah.
You know, he could never do Me and Julio out of
Kansas City. Yeah.
Me and Jethro?
Yeah. Not in Kansas City. He wouldn't get away with that.
No, there's no way he could have. Or late in the evening, you know, when he walked outside to smoke and Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Not in Kansas City.
Yeah. I like how he does that little guitar, too, when he goes outside to smoke and Jay, and then he's like,
"Wee!" Because
he knows he's being bad.
Yeah.
You know, and he throws a little bad solo in there.
Back in the day when it was just such a bad thing to do.
Let's take a little break, and we'll listen to Simon and Garfunkel. This is April Come She Will, which is on the way. April's in, 8 days, I think? Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, this is a special spring spectacular show. I'm here with Terrence and Will. We're here with you until 7 p.m. What is this on WMFO in Medford?
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, May she will stay, resting in my arms again. Restless walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
Darling, it's been a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. The smiles are returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. We'll be right back.
darling. It seems like years since it's been clear. Oh, here goes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say it's alright, it's alright, no, 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 it's
lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Trouble, what a sad, sad story. Needed a new leader to restore its former glory. Where, oh, where was he?
Where could that man be?
We looked around, and then we found the man for you and me.
born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
Tell you, the production on that one, great, just amazing. Very easily to get canceled playing Springtime for Hitler in 2023, though, I think.
Yes, is that Goebbels?
It's quite possibly
vocals?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Backing vocals.
It's from the producers from 1968, Mel Brooks. He wrote that, nice Jewish fella. Yeah. But I'm sure there's plenty of people that have a problem with that, but here at WMFO on What Is This fits right into the theme. What is that?
How do you have a problem with somebody mocking Nazis?
I know.
Unless you're a Nazi.
That's true. That's what Mel Brooks says.
Right?
Yeah.
The song does have a nice, you know, springtime feel to it, though.
It sure does. Yeah. Probably the most springy of all the songs I think we've played so far. That's what's funny. It's a great production number.
What is this? Some sort of themed radio show?
I saw that in Chicago, actually. There were a couple of nights with Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane when they did the previews to that. And when I saw it, I'm like, this is amazing. I'm like, this is going to go all the way. And it was a huge hit for years.
Oh, yeah.
And I have the poster to the open.